Hello and welcome to the Walking Leader Podcast. I am your host, David Guerra, the author of The Walking Leader, The 20 Rules You Can Follow Now to Guide You Down the Path of Leadership Greatness in Your Organization. How are you? Thank you for listening. I do appreciate it. And, any comments, questions, concerns, I want to hear from you. So again, drop me an email, dave@daveguerra.com, or follow me on Twitter and comment to me on Twitter with my handle @DaveGuerra, DaveGuerra. And I'd love to hear from you. Tell me what you think. Tell me what I need to be working on. And if you have any questions, again, ask those questions. Do not hesitate, because again, that's how we clear things up. That's how we get to know each other, and that's how we get to be better. So in the meantime, let's proceed with episode 18, rule number 17, be visible. The thing I disliked the most during my military career was the few individuals, enlisted, non-commissioned officers, and commissioned officers who went out of their way to catch someone doing something wrong, sneaking around in the dark, hiding around the corner just to overhear conversations, baiting young soldiers to get themselves in trouble. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that all of them were like that. I would like to say that there were maybe one or two in every unit who behaved this way. Now, some were obvious, while others were so sneaky that the only way you found out was when it was too late. This really served nothing more than to create animosity against and distrust of the leadership, because they either passively or actively condone this type of behavior. I knew this was something I would never do if I was ever in any kind of position of leadership and trust. So, when I achieved that level of trust within the state of the agency I work for the state of Texas, and in the private sector, I knew there was only one way to go. It was the most difficult thing to accomplish, but I made certain that when I was out there, I was visible. And there was no doubt about what I was doing. Now, if others saw it differently, well, that's on them. I don't read their minds. You don't read their minds. We just have to go with our gut feelings and just move along. But you know what you're doing, and if you're authentic in what you're doing, then there is absolutely nothing wrong with them being visible. See, and being visible is another rule that's easy and difficult at the same time. At first, you will be tempted to fly under the leadership's radar. However, that is not good, because people will suspect that something underhanded or covert may be going on. You don't want to draw that unwanted attention. So it would behoove you to not fly under the radar at any time. Stay above. For the same reason, I am not advocating that you shout your intentions from the rooftops. Just get out there and do it. Show them. Don't tell them. Show them. Walk out of your office and start doing it. As that famous slogan for that famous shoe company goes, just do it. To help with this visibility, I would recommend putting it in your calendar that you will be active at specific times and dates. Now, I may be dating myself when I say some of these things, but again, I might not. If you have iCal or Microsoft Outlook, Google Calendar, or your smartphone's calendar, or any other shared calendar or scheduling application, be certain that you put your time on the floor there for everyone to see. Now, you don't have to go into details as to the aspects of what you're doing, because initially you yourself are still trying to figure out what you're doing. And for that matter, you might still not fully know what you're doing after months, if not years, of walking around the organization. That's a good thing. It may show that the organization is continually changing, and change is good for everyone. It doesn't matter what it is. Change will always be good. When the time comes, and it will, you will be asked to explain what you're doing. Well, just say you're walking around, which is the truth and nothing but the truth. Of course, at that time, reveal as much as you're comfortable revealing. It is understandable that initially you might not come across as 100% certain of what you're doing, and that's okay. As has been the underlying theme throughout this book, throughout this podcast series, be patient. Over time, you will see the confidence in what you're doing increase, and you will effectively answer any and all questions regarding the walking leader and what you're doing with it, as well as how you are personalizing and customizing it to suit the way things are done within the organization. Having the temptation to lay low and hide at the beginning will be tremendous. But do fight this temptation. Stand tall and take it one step at a time. You are embarking on a journey that will last the rest of your career within your organization, as well as when you move up the organization's career ladder or move to a different company. At that point, you will be in a position to guide and mentor others on how you were able to get to where you are. So, basically, in a nutshell, what I'm trying to say is, don't hide. Let everybody see you. Again, feel comfortable answering the questions you want to answer, but I guarantee you, as you start moving along in time and you've been doing this constantly and consistently, and people have grown to expect to see you out there, your confidence level will go up and you will be answering those questions with much greater efficiency and effectiveness. And who knows, it might make promoting others to do the same a little bit easier, because again, they see the confidence in you, they see the trust has grown in you and how others in the organization trust you and act with you and act around you. And that, my friends, is a very good thing. So think about it. Be visible. Don't hide. There's no need to hide. Because again, like I said earlier, it will just show, it'll like, what are you up to? What's going on? People will become suspect of you. So again, proceed with caution, but proceed. Don't stop. Don't back up. Don't slow down. Just keep going. Listen, that's episode 18. Rule number 17, be visible, of The Walking Leader. I thank you for listening. My name is Dave Guerra, and I am the author of The Walking Leader, the 20 rules you can follow now to guide you down the path of leadership greatness in your organization. Thank you for listening. I'll be back again next week. So in the meantime, again, drop me an email, dave@daveguerra.com. I want to hear from you. And of course, follow me on Twitter @DaveGuerra. So listen, until next week, have a great week. Stay safe. Happy fall. And we'll talk to you real soon. Take it easy.